You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Breakfast food on 95BFM.
Morena Lucinda, how are you today?
Morena, I am good, tired. We're all discussing how we're tired this morning.
Yeah, it's the sort of season for it. Very tired for good reason. We went to the film festival opening last night, and it is the right season for that, to just sort of be in a cinema being warm and watching something.
You're doing a thing, but you're just sitting there.
Yeah, exactly. It's the perfect it's the perfect season for that. It's also the perfect season for the Kai you're bringing us this morning. What are we talking about?
I thought we would talk about one of my personal favourite foods, which is the humble cookie.
The humble cookie. Yes. Love it.
But controversially, very humble, but probably the thing that there is the most recipes for.
Yeah. And the most of those recipes where you're like, I just want to make a basic chocolate chip biscuit, and then you have to read an essay from somebody called Michelle in Missouri.
When I moved here.
Exactly. And you're like, I just want to know how many eggs I need to put in this morning.
And they love to give you the, here's what I want from a cookie.
Yeah.
Which does speak to the specificity of...
the brief.
Yeah. We all want a different cookie.
What do you want from a cookie, Lucinda?
Oh my God. I'm still self-actualizing as a cookie.
Love that. Yeah.
It changes a bit. I want a really good cookie.
Yes. Yeah.
I think I used to be a very firm, I wanted like a crispy cookie.
One. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I've recently... I made a batch of cookies this week that have potentially changed me.
Whoa.
And turned me into a thick, chunky cookie girl.
Nice.
They were not an easy bake. They were, they're cookies. They weren't hard, but they were, they had steps. They had time. They had resting.
Okay.
So this is where cookies kind of scupper me, is my family uses like a recipe that I think is a riff on an Edmonds recipe that my grandmother or great-grandmother or someone like maybe chucked an extra egg into one time. And they kind of come out quite like cakey biscuits.
Ooh. Yeah, into that.
Sort of little fluffy, almost scony biscuit situations. That's really good. But I do love a chewy, gooey in the middle type cookie as well. This is a good opportunity as well. If anyone's got, you know, family cookie go-tos, I want to know textures. I want to know ingredients. 5395. You know, you can't really go wrong with a humble chocolate chippy, but, you know, I love a bit of an apricot in there or something.
I never thought I'd be this person, but oats, pretty good. Give you a different sort of texture.
Yeah. If you said that to child you, would they be disgusted?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Child me wanted highest quantity of sugar and chocolate.
Yeah.
Adult me doesn't want it to be too sweet, which I think is why I'm moving away from my thin and crispy. Because, you know, baking is ultimately chemistry.
It is.
Absolutely.
It is.
And part of what's making your thin and crispy cookie so thin and crispy, and also kind of like taste a bit sort of caramelized and delicious in that way, is having quite high sugar.
Yeah, totally. Tell us about your multi-step cookies you made this week.
Okay. So I recently bought, I think it's been doing the rounds a bit because it's quite a new book and it's a local book.
Love it.
So I recently bought Butter Butter by Petra Geller.
Yeah, nice.
And having gone to her pop-up at Roses on K Road and eaten far too much cake, I purchased the book and I've made a few things from it now. Everything's been bomb.
Nice.
Like really well-tested, good recipes.
Awesome. That's what we like.
I must say, I have that book as well.
Do you?
And I'm also not... I'm not... I'm awful at baking. I chose biology because I'm bad at chemistry. Take from that what you will. I got home and I gave it to my flatmate and said, here's what I want. I want that one and I want that one and I want that one. So I've palmed off the cooking, the baking.
I just have to tangent to the text machine. Someone says, when did we start calling biscuits cookies? I'd like it on the record that I sort of yogurt with this. I use both very interchangeably.
I reckon they're different. I reckon a cookie is specifically a chocolate chip cookie.
Okay.
You know?
With the chewy middle and the crispy edge.
Whereas a biscuit is more like the umbrella category.
Okay,
I feel like a cookie comes under it.
So we're talking shortbreads and we're talking melting moments.
Yeah, we're talking like Ginger Nuts, Tim Tams. We're talking
like a genus situation here.
Yeah. exactly. It's a full classification system. Okay. I'm with you, though.
Yeah, fair enough. This is still New Zealand, so... Mm,
exactly.
We do interchange a wee bit here. Back to your multi-stop biscuits. Sorry, I'm really derailing the train this morning.
So, okay, part of... So I think they're called, like, the... Oh, God, they've got a long name. They're, like, brown butter double choc chip, you know. And obviously the brown butter is key.
Okay.
But it's also annoying because you have to brown your butter, but then you want your butter to be not liquid when you put it in the cookie.
Okay.
So you kind of want to brown your butter while you're doing something else in the stove and then chuck it in the fridge for a bit.
Mm.
Or if you're me, you do it and you're like, I'm going to make cookies tonight. And then you leave it in the fridge for a couple of days. And then you're like, oh, yeah, I've got to use that. but then once you've done that, it's pretty straightforward. You know, you're just adding in a absolute shitload of chocolate. Mm-hmm. I used all the ends of all the packets I had. So mine ended up being like...
Yes.
Medley. There was white, there was blondie, there was milk, there was dark.
Love it.
It was great.
Core.
Exactly. So everyone's a bit of a surprise. But then, and this is the kind of the bit that makes it annoying, I reckon, after your bloody brown butter, which is also annoying, but worth it, where you rest your cookie dough in the fridge at least 24 hours.
24!
I know.
In tandem shock.
So you have to be
aware that you want cookies in the future.
So you need a packet of Tim Tams.
Exactly.
To get you through the 24 hours.
Exactly.
Okay.
100%. Yeah, you need something to...
This is the problem is I always go to make biscuits when I'm like, I want a sweet treat in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So I'm terrible at the patience bakes.
Well, where the mug brownie comes in handy.
Love them. Love that.
Hello, 2010.
Yes.
But this is a bit of a cookie dichotomy where I reckon if you're doing your thin and crispies, which is kind of like your classic, if you're using like your Toll House, which is the original cookie recipe.
Yes.
Or your next cookie recipe. This is for real, like, cookie core cookie heads out there.
Cookie core.
Where's my cookie heads
Your Jacques Torres, who is this, like, New York... what's the one? New Yorker? I always mix them up. Yeah, New York. No, New
we'll
York
say
Times.
New York Times. We'll go with New York Times.
Yeah. I never pay for the subscription, so I'm, like, always cut out of the recipe.
<A-wallings>.
I always want it. But he did the kind of the next big cookie recipe after Toll House, which, like, moved them into a more... what did he do? He removed a bit of egg and a bit of sugar, so they're a little bit less cakey.
Okay.
Although I love your nostalgic cakey bicky.
Edmund's cookbook.
And then that's kind of, I think his are kind of the cookies that like spawned 1,000 cookies.
Okay.
All right.
Wow.
And so
it is cookie core.
It is cookie core. And so you've got your thin and crispies and your thick and chunkies. And your thick and chunkies are your ones where you're like, this will be better if you rest it.
Okay.
Whereas your thin and crispies are...
Stick them in the oven, get them out of the oven. I respect both. We're getting a good lot of different ingredients going on here. Someone has gone for the macadamia white chocolate, which I reckon that blondie chocolate they were talking about would be really top tier in that combo. We've also got a raisin lover, and no disrespect to you. They said they know it's controversial, but they do love a raisin and a choc chip and a bicky at the same time, which does feel like an outrage as a child when you think it's one and you get the other.
It is. It's alarming for a child.
Like some transparency is all I'd ask for, you know.
Yeah,
you need to disclaim.
Yeah.
Someone says they like an iced bicky, like the cakey lemony one with a little lemony icing on the top, which is good for the glut of lemons that we've got going on at the moment.
Damn, that sounds... I could do one of them right now with a coffee.
There's a few lemon biscuits, actually. It's obviously the season for it. Someone said a little blob of lemon curd on the top of a vanilla bicky.
Gorgeous. Maybe a little thumbprint bicky with lemon curd.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good time.
Mm.
And someone says that just any form of chocolate in a biscuit is a good time. They don't really care how it comes. They'll just eat it anyway.
Yeah.
Which I very much respect. Someone says multi-nut biscuit as well with a pecan on the top.
Oh.
And then
that's almost bicky because you've got protein, right?
Yeah, exactly. A breakfast bicky.
Call it.
Where do you go to get a bicky out and about in town? Are you a Mrs. Higgins fan?
Oh, okay. I had a long career as a Mrs. Higgins fan. My bus stop was actually not that close to it, but I made it. I made it close enough.
Yeah, good.
And I was very into their... I'm actually really into their shortbread cookies. I love a shortbread.
Underrated.
But I reckon, and this is... This is quite bougie. But my favorite cookie I've had out and about at a cafe is the white chocolate, rosemary, and hazelnut cookie at Casador Deli.
Oh, yum.
It's a crunchy, thick cookie. It's not a gooey or a crispy.
Mm.
I kind of think that cookies in many ways have to be homemade to be fresh, to be gooey.
Yeah.
And so if you're going to have a cafe cookie, it's often going to be like a crunchy rather than a gooey.
Almost a biscotti.
Almost a biscotti, yeah.
We really are getting biscuit lore this morning. Someone says a shout out to the pistachio shortbread. Shortbread all the way.
God, and pistachios? I mean, if you're a millionaire, sure.
Hey, our listeners are bougie and they also love a good bakery pie, so it's all about balance here at the B.
That's where I sit as well.
That seems to be my refrain of the week. It's all about balance.
It is all about balance.
This is the season for Bickies, though, so I appreciate people sending us their recipes, 5395. Maybe we will put some links to those, as you said, the classic cookie core recipes in the podcast after the show. But thank you for bringing us cookies this morning.
You're so welcome.
We'll see you next week, Lucinda.
See ya.
Food for thought.
Breakfast food on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.